A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
It's Tuesday, December 31st. I'm Debbie Monterey.
And I'm Tom Ackerman. The number of kindergarten students in Missouri who are not vaccinated continue to grow.
The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services says roughly 9% of all public school kindergartners in the state did not get the MMR shot to protect against measles, mumps, and rubella, or the polio vaccine in the 2023-2024 school year. That's down about 5 percentage points compared to the 2019-2020 school year. Local health experts attribute the drop to a variety of reasons, including vaccine wariness and autism misinformation. SLU Care General Internist Dr. Fred Buchold at SSM Health St. Louis University Hospital.
I'm frustrated by the fraud and autism, as I've told you before, the autism association with vaccines is fraudulent research. There's just no other way to say it.
Only 85% of private school students in Missouri got the MMR vaccine in the last school year. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
Homeless advocates are coming together to honor those who lost their lives in 2024. A memorial service is being held this afternoon at Market and Tucker in downtown St. Louis. Organizers say it's to remember homeless who passed away while living in cars, tents, shelters, or abandoned buildings, some also victims of violence on the streets. Nearly two dozen people will be remembered, including some known only by nicknames, like Cowboy, Rabbit, and Ghost. Crosses will be placed in their memory.
Earlier this year, the city of St. Louis fenced off the municipal courthouse after a homeless man shot another. Could this weekend's shooting a block over bring more fences?
When asked, Mayor Tashara Jones did not outright say if more fences would or would not be coming.
We're just going to continue to monitor that. We know that several of the individuals that hang out at that park are not homeless.
According to police, the shooting took place inside a makeshift camp on the 1500 block of Market Street. The suspected shooter, Kelton Johnson of Spanish Lake, was arrested at the Greyhound station and charged with assault, armed criminal action, and unlawful possession of a firearm. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
First responders are asking St. Louis City residents not to fire off guns to ring in the new year. St. Louis City Fire Chief Dennis Jenkerson says even their own vehicles have been struck by celebratory gunfire.
Firing weapons into the air is a tremendous safety risk. We've had fire trucks, we've had ambulances hit by these bullets coming back down.
City Police Chief Robert Tracy says they will be enforcing the newly passed Blair's Law, which makes celebratory gunfire illegal.
If you like to drive and use your phone at the same time, you have mere hours to get it out of your system because starting tomorrow, police will write tickets for texting while driving in Missouri. There are extra patrols planned for Thursday. KMOX's Michael Calhoun asked AAA Missouri's Nick Chabaria whether people are being safer already.
Is there a way to tell if people are already changing their habits behind the wheel?
Yeah, we've seen some new data from telematics companies show that the law, even though enforcement hasn't begun, there's already been a positive impact just from talking about hands-free and, you know, getting the word out that the enforcement is coming.
The hands-free law technically went into effect in August, but officers have just been handing out warnings. Again, that changes tomorrow.
It may be a while before MoDOT fixes highway signs that have been hit in traffic crashes. MoDOT area engineer Jen Wade says each sign is made to order.
We are having really long wait times, just supply chain issues with getting those large, what we call structural signs, built.
The large exit sign for 3200 Broadway has been laying down on the side of I-55 long enough to have graffiti sprayed all over it. Wade says that sign, along with all other structural highway signs on the interstate in the St. Louis area, will be replaced in the next 2 years.
The battle over banning transgender procedures on minors is set to resume next year.
A state law that bans transgender procedures on minors in Missouri is set to expire in August of 2027. That would change under a pre-filed bill in the Missouri Senate, which would make the ban permanent. The measure would also legally redefine the phrase reproductive health care to not include gender transition surgeries or use of puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones. It's sponsored by Republican Senator Mike Moon of Southwest Missouri's Ash Grove. A similar bill has been pre-filed in the Missouri House. Marshall Griffin, Missouri Net.
For more than 6 years, Governor Mike Parson has had to decide whether a prisoner lives or dies. Each time, Parson has chosen to have the state carry out the death penalty. Parson, a former Polk County sheriff, tells Missouri Net he doesn't make the decision lightly.
Because I have seen the other side of that, where somebody's life has been abruptly taken away, and I don't like that either. So it's like, there is nothing good about seeing death. There's just really not.
The Republican parson says deciding whether a prisoner lives or dies is one of the toughest he's had to make as governor.
St. Louis city officials are reviewing procedures at City Hall after an active shooter alarm was accidentally activated.
The scare came for City Hall employees Monday morning. Spokesman Connor Kerrigan says it happened when a sensor was activated on the second floor of City Hall, followed by the active shooter button being pushed unintentionally. First responders were dispatched and confirmed a short while later that there was no shooter or a threat to the public. Kerrigan says they are checking protocols to prevent a similar accidental alarm in the future. Julie Carpenter, KMOX News.
From the KMOX business desk, the city of St. Louis is serious about purchasing the long empty Railway Exchange building, but the owners want far more than the city is willing to spend. City officials met with an independent commission on Friday to come to an agreement on price. The city has offered $5.3 million, but the building's owner and lender say it's worth much more than that. The city has already spent $500,000 securing the century-old 21-story building that's been left to the elements, vandals, the homeless. A circuit judge in November approved the city's eminent domain lawsuit. The actual price tag is expected to be released today.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.